This week, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Amazon warehouse workers will not be paid for the 20 to 30 minutes the workers say they have to wait in line to go through security. But security lines are only one of the challenges that Amazon warehouse workers have been complaining about. They've complained about pay and working conditions in the warehouses and high job turnover. This holiday season, Amazon hired 80,000 temporary workers around the country. That's up 14%, according to Spencer Soper, Bloomberg News reporter who covers the company. I asked Spencer about the complaints he's heard from Amazon warehouse workers about the company.
Every so often there's a pushback from the workers, and the security lines was one indication. Another issue that I saw recently where Amazon actually had to settle with the National Labor Relations Board was where a worker at a Phoenix warehouse voiced a concern about there were several vehicle break-ins in the employee parking lot, and it came up at like a staff meeting at the warehouse, and he voiced a concern and basically said, you know, Amazon pays so much attention to security within the warehouse, how about protecting our property in the employee parking lot? And he claimed he was reprimanded after that, kind of corralled through the warehouse in a very public manner so other employees could see him, taken to human resources and told that he was being loud and disrespectful, which he disputed. And so he actually complained to the National Labor Relations Board about that. And between what happened to him and the company's policies, written policies regarding workers, which some are very vague and broad, like always do what's in the best interest of Amazon, that sort of thing, the National Labor Relations Board filed a charge against the company, and they ended up settling and agreeing to change the language of their workforce rules around the country just to soften things up a little bit and make them a little bit less stringent.
When you talk to those warehouse workers, what would you say about their morale?
The seasonal ones, a lot of them are hoping it'll lead to something better. People who have been there a long time, can be maxed out in pay. If you're in warehouse work for a career, you can generally do better than Amazon in terms of pay, that sort of thing, if you get on with another company. That's the thing, and it also depends on how long Amazon has been in that particular community. They've been building new fulfillment centers and distribution centers around the country, and generally when they're new to a community, people are excited. They see the name Amazon has a lot of cachet. They're excited about opportunity and that this could be a stepping stone to something better. But in places where the company has been there for a longer period, you know, most people understand that it's largely seasonal work. Most people who are hired for that seasonal work will be terminated after a short period, and that very few will actually have a long-term career.
Is Amazon any different than any other big companies that hire seasonally and expect a certain physical labor from their employees? These jobs tend to be short-term and quick turnover. Does that make do they stand out in any way in their labor policies?
Other employers do this as well, but Amazon has huge volume. I mean, they'll nearly triple the size of their warehouse work staff with temporary employees. And as a technology company, you know, a lot of people think Amazon is a technology company, but its workforce is largely blue collar. So much of its workforce is not people, you know, behind a desk coding. So much of it is people getting hourly wage in a warehouse moving inventory around.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because there are two classes of Amazon workers, and we're talking about those who work in the fulfillment centers, the warehouse workers. Have you heard about any labor complaints among those who work in the glass towers in South Lake Union neighborhood here in Seattle, the people who are doing that kind of work?
You hear different things from different people, and so some complain about work-life balance. That's a very intense atmosphere, and others think that it's fairly standard, and I think it's also a cultural thing. Some people gravitate toward that, really enjoy that intensity, and others are maybe at a time in their life where they're looking to ratchet back a little bit.
Where do you think this is going? What do you think will be in the future for these Amazon warehouse facilities? Where there have been some of these incidents, do you expect more of them, fewer of them?
I imagine you're always going to have this kind of pushback here and there, and the question is, would there be any kind of concerted effort for workers to organize? But I don't think we'll see that. I mean, it hasn't happened yet, and just the nature of it, the fact that so many of them are temporary workers, and by the very nature of them being temporary, you know, the workforce is bifurcated into two parts. Some work directly for Amazon, some work for these temporary staffing firms. And that alone, you know, labor experts say makes it extremely difficult to organize. And also the high turnover level and churn makes it difficult to organize, because generally if people are going to try to organize a union, they have to have known each other for a long time and have strong relationships. And those relationships just don't seem to develop in these warehouses because there's so much coming and going of people.
Bloomberg News reporter Spencer Soper. He's been covering the issues of Amazon warehouse workers since 2011. We reached out to Amazon for a comment. They did not respond. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.